Con Esther.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
We'll start in about a minute. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Sheminsa, Tatir, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, Kabel Rinat, Chasad Beinu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shehu Ta Kiva Vat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitatha, tamid gamlem. Betet resh, saditav gimel. Chasin kadosh, birov tucha, nael adatecha. Tet kufbet, tet nunayan. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Mosnaim, the scales, which is the astrological sign of Libra. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha Shin Kufav Yitgimalamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive aspect of that creation and its negative aspect. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet Nokser chesed l'alafim Nosei avon v'afesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to read the verses that connect us to the energy of the year and the few previous years. We're going to start with this year of 5777, which is the year of the goat, or the year of the wake-up. And we're going to start with Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. A short verse, but very powerful. L'shem yichud kud shabarichu ishkin te bichilu urchimu urchimu. Udhilu urchimu leach galishem Yud hey bevav hey beyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. These five words, when we take the first letter of each word, it can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters of these five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words. Dir yam, which can be translated as a sea of tenants. We also have a verse that has the spelling of the name of the year within it at an equal letter distance of seven letters. This verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki in ba Adonai yo hey wa hey. Elohechem tadibaku kasher ashitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to get to the year 5776, which is the year of the pause between two extremely difficult years. This is Hashem's mercy, the year of the pause. And it's an energy that we can connect to and utilize whenever we need to within our lives. Second Chronicle, chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat. Velo yachlu lehafshit et kol haolot vayechastum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav leitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Ki biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Sur Olamim. We now have three verses that connect to the energy of the year 5775, the year that we have the opportunity to swallow death forever. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni atili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yidchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachom v'halachti yidchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti O Tobekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayom. And then the year 5774 has only one verse that we say. This verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. The energy of the verse and the energy of the year is peace in the Middle East. And we continue to say this verse to keep in place the ceasefire that was declared that year, and also to expand it so that there will be peace, permanent peace, in the Middle East. V'sam timakom li'ami li'Yisrael untativ v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bnei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from the Parasha of Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. The energy of this verse is certainty, connecting us to certainty, strengthening our certainty. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bika Matar, Tane Nan, Diku Chabarifu, Koma Diaved Leila. Vitata gola, iu kishot v'ovada, dikshot v'leit lachmila, v'alma divae barnash l'dachya, le'ya mineya ulan haga be'ya, kilana dehakulu, Ovada dikshot, inun vekola, it's the rich bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names to the, from the Tzaddikim. Now we're going to add, we're going to say an additional, or connect to an additional energy within the structure of our Anabakoas, and that is to the Tzaddikim. We're going to read their names that left this day. And this day is the 28th of Tishrei. And this Tzaddikim who left this day, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Shor, Rabbi Lieber Hagadol of Berdichev. His real name was Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Avraham. Rabbi Nachman Svi Halevi of Kolomaya. Rabbi Shmuel Lando of Prague. Rabbi Avraham Eger, the Admor of Lublin. And the eighth name, we say, the eighth verse of the Anabakoah, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a new addition to an old subject. I've done a class on this subject before, and it's on the Revealed Wisdom matrix. It's the second row, the right-hand column. Click on the link, Why Kabbalah Now? when you get there, you'll see two links. The first one is where we will go, which is Why Study Zohar. This is an additional class, an additional subject that I think is important, especially in this year. Because while people connect to the daily Zohar and it's two or three verses daily, this year we may need to be doing more, and we need to understand why. Why Study Zohar? This document is published and left in Orthodox synagogues. It is designed to try to change the study patterns of the children of Israel, to bring the Zohar into the study pattern, since it has been generally ignored for over 2,000 years. The general Orthodox view for the last 2,000 years is that the Zohar is beneficial to study for those who are ready to study it. To be ready to study it, one must be expert and totally filled with the study of Talmud. This opinion is not correct, as we will learn, since the ability to study Talmud does not indicate success in the study of Zohar. As will become clear as we study these statements about the Zohar, the study of Zohar strengthens the study of Talmud, and not the other way around. This is my opinion, but you'll hear some hints at that in what we will read later as we go on. This study may take 2 or 3 weeks. We'll have to wait and see. Baruch Hashem. This is a traditional indication that what follows comes from a kosher source. It is said in emails today, as all forms of communications, except generally it is left off of the websites. The importance of the study of the Holy Zohar. The importance of the study of the Zohar and the great benefit to the soul of the person that reads it, even if he doesn't understand what he says. Yira the Kaddish min Shemaya Nechiyat Kilo Tishkach B'Zuharada Yipakon Min galuta berichami v'utiv mefi zarayiv. And this pamphlet was published on Kodesh Av in the year 5767, which was the year 2006. It was published in Ramat Bet Shemesh in Israel. Just to keep you up to date and to understand what's going on here. There are commentaries as we read down where I have made additions where I thought it was appropriate. But there are very few comments. And this is has a particular reason. The words of our sages, which is what's going to be expressed here, generally does not need to be commented upon. But there are times when it's very important, and that's when I felt it necessary. The importance of the study of the Zohar, with the help of the Holy One, blessed be He, the importance of the study of the Zohar and the great benefit to the soul of the person that reads it, even if he doesn't understand what he says. Because of this work, the book of the Zohar, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. This was written in the Zohar HaKadosh. But I'm not going to read the sources, even though they're all here. You can read them for yourself. It will take up too much of our time. But this is a reason, is it not, to study the Zohar so that we will be redeemed from exile? The study of the book of the Zohar is a great help to purify and to bring sanctity to the soul. And even if one doesn't know what he is saying and makes many mistakes while reading, it is of great importance to the Holy One, blessed be He. And we see that in regards to the study of the Mishnah, there are many opinions that say that one must understand what he is studying. But when reading Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, or the Zohar, even if one doesn't understand anything at all, it is important and received and desired by the Holy One, blessed be He. And I am adding, the Pele Yoetz is a book that's written by a Sephardic sage with many midrashim and many commentaries. It is considered a, what's the word? It's considered a must-read in the Sephardic Yeshivot. The language of the Zohar purifies the soul. One who does not merit to understand the Zohar, he should nevertheless learn, because the language of the Zohar purifies the soul. Just reading the Tanakh, the Zohar, but not the Talmud, just reading is considered study. So in this document, where we say study, we mean reading. And for those who don't read Hebrew, scanning is sufficient. It allows the Hebrew letters to do what they were created for, to change the soul, to help you correct yourself. That's an unwritten commentary. How the Zohar HaKadosh purifies the soul. To explain how the Zohar purifies the soul, even when the reader doesn't understand what he says, we have the example of he who enters a perfume store. Even if he doesn't buy any perfume, when he leaves the store, he has the smell attached to him. And that is a good metaphor to understand what happens when you read the Zohar, or scan it, or study it. The one with little time to study should study the Zohar. And this applies in our generation more so than earlier generations, because our world has speeded up, in case you haven't noticed. A person who is involved most of the day in his business dealings will dedicate most of his study to the Zohar HaKadosh, even if he doesn't understand, because even so, it is of great benefit to him. A remedy against heresy and evil. Oh, that my people would listen to me in this evil generation when heresy increases. It is proper to learn the Zohar and the Tikkunim with children 9 years of age, so that their fear of heaven will precede their wisdom and will be maintained. My commentary. The Tikkunim is the Tikkuni Zohar, in the minds of many Orthodox thinkers, the generation of the growth of secular ideas infiltrating Judaism is considered heresy. In my opinion, this is not a heretical generation, yet the idea that fear or awe of Hashem needs to precede wisdom is important to relate to and to manifest in each person's life. This truth helps to keep the ego in control when that ego and that person would exaggerate the importance of what wisdom is learned. This is because wisdom belongs to Hashem, who gave it to all peoples of the earth. Wisdom does not belong to the person who achieves the wisdom. It belongs to the whole world. A great correction to the Shekhinah. It is necessary to read in the Sefer HaZohar, even when he does not know what it says, because it is a great correction to the Shekhinah and to his own soul, as it is known for various reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rectifies the words of he who studies. He who studies the Zohar, even when he doesn't understand what comes out of his mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rectifies his words. And even when he is like an animal that does not know how to read, even with all this, his reward will be double. And there is an insinuation in the verse. Man and beast Hashem saves, where the gematria of the words Toshiach Hashem saves Hashem, plus the letters, plus the two words themselves, equal the sum of the following. Zohar Tikkunim, the Dikduk Tzach. Hanoch adds, Zohar and the Tikkunim is the grammar seed level of cleansing. Hakamat, my commentary. You may have heard me say that when reading the Zohar in Hebrew or Aramaic that I do not understand, I realize that I made a mistake in pronunciation sometimes. When I go back and correct that mistake, I make a tikkun, a correction. This is because making a mistake is caused by our tikkun, which causes a blockage. When I go back and pronounce the words properly, I make this correction and break that particular klipa. I hope you're feeling the light, because it's really strong. The study of the Zohar HaKadosh is more elevated than any other study. The study of the Sefer HaZohar is more elevated than any other study, even if he doesn't know what he is saying, and even if he makes mistakes. And it is a great tikkun for the neshama, because even though the Torah is composed of names of the Holy One, blessed be He, it is nevertheless clothed in many stories. And when the person reads, he understands the stories and puts his mind on the simple meaning of those stories. But the Sefer HaZohar has the secrets revealed. And the reader knows that they are secrets and the occult parts of the Torah, only that he does not understand because of the depth of the subject and the shortness of his understanding. A segula to purify the neshama. One should learn Sifrei Kabbalah, the secrets of Kabbalah. And when he does not understand, he should learn the Zohar and the Tikkunim, for they are a segula to purify the neshama. And I am adding, understand the difference between the Sifrei Kabbalah, the secrets of Kabbalah, and the Zohar. The Sifrei Kabbalah is what you learn from a teacher, and it includes evaluating the gematria of the letters, or the words, or the verses in the Tanakh. The Zohar HaKadosh causes the heart to flare up. And the main point is that when your soul will cling to the books that deal with the Yirat Hashem, that you thereby will realize at every moment the great depth you owe to the Creator of all worlds. And in particular, through the Sefer HaZohar, which is the most important of all. And it will cause your heart to flare up in flames of fire. The Sefer HaZohar is the key Sefer, Sur Mira V'Aseh Tov. And I am adding, the Zohar is the key to change evil into good. Can you change evil into good? Yes, you can. That's what Teshuvah does. And what promotes Teshuvah within you? The true, deep Teshuvah? The study of Zohar. That's an unwritten commentary. Through the Zohar HaKadosh, you will become pure. Once our rabbi asked one of his important students why he doesn't learn the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim and the writings of the Ari HaKadosh. And the student answered with a broken heart, "Rabbi, what can I do? In order for this holy study, we need greater Kedusha and purity, and I do not possess these. And how can I approach the Kodesh HaKodeshim to study this?" The rabbi then answered, "If you are not yet Kadosh and Tahor, holy and pure, go out and learn this holy study and cling to it. And through this you will sanctify and purify yourself. For it is impossible in these generations to comprehend anything without this study." In the merit of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Jews will come out of exile. If he is meritorious to wake up before dawn, he should then study Sefer HaZohar. For in its merit, the Jews will come out of exile, which resembles the night. And even though he has not the merit to understand it, even so, he shall learn the language, for it purifies the soul. A tikkun for the Baal Teshuvah, the master of Teshuvah. The study of the Sefer HaZohar is a tikkun for the Baal Teshuvah. Why the Zohar HaKadosh is more elevated than other studies. And this is the answer that I gave to one person who asked me about what the students of the Ari HaKadosh wrote. That the study of the Zohar HaKadosh is a great tikkun to illuminate and sanctify the soul. And the Ari HaKadosh gave this tikkun for the Baal Teshuvah to say 5 pages of the Zohar or the tikkunim every day, even if he doesn't know what he is saying. For this reading is effective in illuminating and refining the soul. For precisely this study has a sigula, more so than any other study. More than the study of the Mishnah, the Talmud, and Mikra. And this person said that it was incredible that this study has more power than any other area of the Torah, whether Mikra or Mishnah. And I answered and said, "You must know that without a doubt, all study in the Holy Torah is very elevated and awesome, and especially if the study is done Lishma. without ulterior motives and with the proper intention. In truth, it is for sure that this study builds worlds in the heavens and affects tikkunim above. Nevertheless, the greatness of the study of the Zohar, HaKadosh, lies in the fact that when we study Mikra or Mishnah or Talmud, they are greatly enclosed in physical terms, and the secrets are not readily discernible. Not so with the Zohar HaKadosh, which speaks of the secrets of the Torah in an open way. And even the simplest reader recognizes the fact that it is talking about deep secrets. And because these secrets of the Torah are exposed and revealed without any vestments, they illuminate and shine upon the soul. And even though the secrets are very deep, and the words are somehow occult, that it will be hard to know and understand these secrets. And only a great chacham is capable of understanding them fully. Even so, the secrets are exposed, and these things do their effect in their root above. A great obligation on all children of Israel to study the Zohar Kadosh. It is a great obligation incumbent on all Israel to study the Zohar HaKadosh every single day, even when it is said without understanding, for this builds worlds, and he purifies and sanctifies his soul, and there is no limit to the greatness of his reward, because through this he brings redemption closer and brings great pleasure to his Creator. Therefore, everybody should at least study 5 pages per day of the Zohar HaKadosh. We need to occupy ourselves with the 4 levels of Torah study. If the person does not occupy himself with the 4 levels of the Torah study, the Peshat, the simple, the Remes, the hints, or the illusion, the drash, the homiletical level, or the sod, the secrets of the Torah. These 4 levels are referred to as the pardes, the garden. He is missing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is great, and is equivalent to all other mitzvot in the Torah. And this person has to reincarnate until he will occupy himself with the 4 levels, the pardes. Even if you make mistakes, your study is very elevated. The study of the Sefer HaZohar is higher than any other study, even when one does not understand what he says, and even when one makes mistakes, and it is a great tikkun for the soul, and to be deserving of the pleasantness of Hashem, and it is also a cure for the sins and the transgressions of the soul. Therefore, our master, the Ari HaKadosh, gave this tikkun for the Baal Teshuvah, to say 5 pages of the Zohar, or the Tikkunim, every day. My commentary. Have you noticed that this Sefer repeats itself over and over? The question is why? The answer is because we do not learn something the first time. This is especially true when something is counterintuitive and goes against our core values, which come from our childhood and our training. The Orthodox community resists study of secular wisdom. This is due to the understanding that as a child, one needs to have a set of values before one can learn from a source that may not be kosher. Yet the moment must come when one grows to a point where they can learn from everyone and every source of wisdom. In my opinion, the Zohar is the tool to bring us to that level where we can discern truth from falsehood within the study of wisdom. To avoid being tested from above, and in any generation, he who occupies himself with this wisdom does not require to be tested from above. For whoever does this, his soul clings to Hashem. And at all times he sacrifices his soul to Hashem with a strong love. The Sefer HaZohar is full of Musar. The Sefer HaZohar is full of Musar, and every letter comprises great tikkunim to the neshama in order to correct the gilgulim, the reincarnations. Rabbi Chaim Vital needed to correct his previous disbelief in the Zohar HaKadosh. My master, the Ari HaKadosh, said to me that because in one reincarnation of mine I was one of those who did not believe in the wisdom of the Sefer HaZohar. This is then the main thing that I have to repair in this reincarnation. He also told me that because of that same reason, I cannot now raise many challenges to what is written in the Zohar until I will learn with him for a period of time known to him. And then I will have permission to challenge and ask questions regarding anything that I wish to clarify and to know in the Zohar HaKadosh. And I am adding, this lesson applies to everyone. Learn with a Kabbalah teacher before you say things or ask things about the Zohar. Even regarding he knows nothing, the Zohar is a great tikkun for the neshama. It is true and accepted that regarding he who knows nothing, the language of the Zohar is a segula, to purify the neshama. Nevertheless, this applies to one whose understanding is limited and cannot comprehend. But regarding someone who Hashem has given him understanding is the revealed parts of the Torah. Surely Hashem will help him in order to also understand the sweetness of the hidden wisdom. And I am adding, this argument undermines the typical explanation by the Orthodox Talmud student. It is important to study or at least read the Zohar. How great is the obligation of a Talmid Chacham to study the Kabbalah? How great is the obligation of a Talmid Chacham to study the Kabbalah? And how great is their punishment if they do not study the Kabbalah and cause the exile to be lengthened, or they delay the redemption? Chanoch saves us. Tuesday. God forbid I made that statement. Hashem saves us, for he will do in 1 hour of Kabbalah study what he won't achieve in 30 days with the study of Peshat. I am adding, the Peshat level is the study of the Tanakh and also the study of Talmud. It is good to realize that an hour of Kabbalah study is equivalent to 30 days of the study of the other aspects of Torah. It is also important to realize that there is a consequence to not studying Kabbalah when given the chance. When the mind is blocked, it is good to study the Zohar HaKadosh. And this is an awesome advice for all types of suffering. God forbid and loss of emunah and small-mindedness. When feeling like this, you should study light things like the Ein Yaakov, the Midrash, or you should say the Zohar and the Tikkunim, and also to study the Gemara, even without understanding. And all this is an awesome advice to rise up from all types of falls, and not like fools to claim that one should not study at times when we feel down or depressed, when our heart is not with us. And it is known of many stories where simple people merited great things by acting thus. The Zohar HaKadosh is like Noah's Ark. This work is like Noah's Ark. And the meaning is this, that this work called Sefer HaZohar is like Noah's Ark, in which there were many species, and there was no chance of survival to those species and all families unless they entered the Ark. It is just the same regarding the galut, the exile. Because through the galut, all the tzaddikim become damaged, and the darkening of their illumination is more bitter than death. And in order to maintain themselves so that the galut will not rule over them, they have the secret of this work, just like Noah's Ark, to repair the damage of the blow of the galut and the waters of the food that darken. And then the light of the Shekhinah will shine somewhat and enclose the tzaddikim. Therefore, the tzaddikim will enter the light of this work in order to be maintained. And thus the segula of this work lies in the fact that as soon as one occupies himself with it, with desire, the love for Hashem will penetrate him as the rock shatters iron, and will penetrate in him in order to save his nefesh, his ruach, and his neshama, and will repair him. And even if the person is a rasha, an evildoer, there is nothing to worry if he enters, studying the Zohar HaKadosh, for his entering is not really so. For one of the two things will happen. Or that he will return in Teshuvah and will be a tzaddik and will enter there. Or it will push him away completely, and he will separate himself from it, just as it happened regarding Noah's Ark, which pushed away the Reshaim, the evildoers, and those who had sinned among the beasts and the cattle. It is important to study the Zohar HaKadosh in public. From the year 1540 onward, it is most important that all study the Kabbalah in public and preoccupy themselves with the study of Kabbalah. For through the merit of Kabbalah, and in fact solely through the Kabbalah, will the Mashiach appear and forever efface war, destruction, social injustice, and above all, man's inhumanity. We do not eat nor drink in the synagogue, and we do not sleep in them. And some worse are stringent regarding not drinking water in them. And one has to observe this stringency as far as possible. Nevertheless, men who come to a synagogue to learn the Zohar HaKadosh, a few hours before the mincha prayer in the summer days, when it is very hot, and it is impossible to be without water, we should not be stringent then. Our rabbi, the Vilna Gaon, writes a great deal that the redemption depends on the study of the Kabbalah And through this, the Torah of our righteous Mashiach will be slowly revealed. And this is the Torah of the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. This is the secret of the gold of that land is good. I wonder about the city of Prague, where they study much Torah in it, yet we see that from day to day, Judaism diminishes. Hashem saves us. But the reason is that in former times, it was sufficient to study the revealed part of the Torah. But now in the footsteps of the Mashiach, we also need the hidden parts of the Torah. And it is the same as a candle that when it is about to die off, it suddenly increases the flame and strengthens itself. The same way the Yetzer Hara, which is about to be eliminated, was not as strong as it is now. And it was enough with the revealed Torah to be as an antidote and a condiment to it. But now, before the Geulah, the redemption, the Yetzer Hara gains more strength. And we need to strengthen ourselves also with the hidden aspects of the Torah. As long as a person does not fulfill the 613 mitzvot, that person has no tikkun until he will come back through reincarnation and complete all 613 mitzvot. Also regarding the Esek HaTorah, the mitzvah of studying Torah, if the person did not complete the pardes, the four levels of Torah, the Peshat, the Remez, the Drash, and the Sod, with all their levels, each man according to his capacity of understanding, to exert himself with it, and to make for himself a rabbi that will teach him. And if the person did not do this, he needs to reincarnate until he will occupy himself with the four levels of Pardes. And it is the same regarding he who causes that the Kabbalah and the wisdom be separated from the Torah Shebe'al Peh, the oral Torah. And from the Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah. And he causes that none will occupy themselves with them, the Kabbalah and the wisdom. And people like him say that there is nothing more than the Peshat in the Torah and in the Talmud. For certain he is just like the one who eliminates the flowing waters from that river and that garden. Woe to him! It would have been better for him if he had not been created in the world, and that he would not learn the Torah Shebiktav and the Torah Sheba'al Peh. For it is counted to him as if he had returned the world to the state of Tohu Vabohu. And he causes poverty in the world, and he prolongs the galut, the exile. They cause the Torah to be deserted because they do not occupy themselves with the wisdom of the Kabbalah. And all his kindness is like the grass of the field. All the kindness that they do only for themselves. And even all those that occupy themselves in the Torah, all the kindness that they do for themselves. Woe to those who cause him, the Mashiach, to leave from the world and not to come, and they are those who cause the Torah to be deserted and do not wish to occupy themselves with the wisdom of the Kabbalah. For they cause the spring of wisdom to depart, which is the Yud and the Bet, and is left on its own, dried up. Woe to those that they cause poverty, sword, death, and destruction. And I am adding, the Yud mentioned above is Hashem, who conceals himself when the Kabbalah is not studied. The Bet mentioned above is referring to the Torah itself, as the first letter is the Bet. This comment is to help you understand this section. The hidden things to Hashem are God, and the revealed things are ours and our sons, forever to do all the things of this Torah. It is necessary to analyze this verse. If what it says, hidden things, refers to the secrets of the Torah, and it says to Hashem our God, this is confusing, because indeed we have been given by Hashem the secrets of the Torah. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote that whoever doesn't know the secrets of the Torah, it would have been better for him if he had not been created. And it is possible to say that this is the intention of the verse. The hidden things to Hashem our God, which are the secrets of the Torah, and also the revealed parts, which are the Peshat of the Torah. It was all given to us and to our sons forever. And this is to do all the things of this Torah. The word all is to include more into the statement. For the Torah is not called complete until it will be complete with its four parts, called Pardes, the initials of the four levels of Torah, Peshat, Remes, Drash, Sod. And this is why it is written, all this Torah, to know the Torah in its four parts, Pardes. And had Hashem not given us the secrets of the Torah, the hidden parts, the Sod, we would not be able to merit to all the things of this Torah, which are the Pardes, as we mentioned before. And that is written by Rabbi Yaakov Abba Katsiria. Book. Yaakov Abba Katsiria is the father, I believe, or possibly the grandfather of the Baba Sali, who was one of the last generation. He passed away in the 1990s. Are there any questions? I'm going to stop here. Our hour is up. I will be discussing the coming classes this week soon. But are there any questions? Today, this Sunday, October 30th, we are beginning a new basic class at 2 p.m. West Coast time. That's 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We all need to reconnect with the basic classes, because within the basic classes are everything we need to know and to learn. But we forget, and we get lazy, and we get affected by the negative system. So it's highly recommended you join us on the conference call, commencing at the appropriate time for your time zone. Monday, that's tomorrow, At 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And after you've heard this class, if you have to miss it because you have business, then listen to it on the recording. And at 7 o'clock, we will read an essay from Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. All of these times are West Coast times, unless specified otherwise. And at 7 o'clock, it is our Rosh Chodesh connection. Because Rosh Chodesh starts Monday night. But it is a two-day Rosh Chodesh event. So our connection will be Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. And this is the month of Mar Cheshvan, the bitter Cheshvan. It's important in everyone's life to listen to that connection, to be connected to our class. And again, if you can't do so, because of other considerations, listen to the recording as soon as possible. Wednesday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock will be our question and answers period. Thursday at 4:30 will be our advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock will be our Zohar class for the week. There are no classes on Friday because we are getting close to the time change and the shorter days. We need to prepare for Shabbat. On Saturday, 6 o'clock, we will have our Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class for the new parasha, the new energy of the new week. And next Sunday at 10:30, we will continue this class where we left off today. Are there any questions?
Chanoch, I have a question real quick.
Go ahead, Chanoch.
Can you just repeat real quick the four levels? I know Sod was the hidden Torah. The other four levels, the name and what they are.
Peshat is the simple understanding. It's the reading of the stories in the Tanakh. Peshat means simple, but it also means unclothed. It's raw, naked energy. And it's usually too much for our vessel without the stories. Peshat Remes. Remes refers to the hints. There are hints in the Torah to spiritual laws. This is remes. It's gematria on one level, but there's much more than that. Drash. In this document, it was called the Homeretical Views. It's talking about Musar. It's talking about good midot, good character traits. It's understanding the stories as in, with respect to the morals that they teach. But that is not the high level. The Sod is the highest level. These are the secrets. This is talking about energy itself that you can receive in a balanced way. Everything in our universe is energy, as Albert Einstein has taught. So everything is about the Sod, especially as this document has indicated. in our generation. We need all four levels. But the most important to our generation, as being expressed in this document, is the Sod level, the Kabbalah. And in many cases, for many people, the Kabbalah means the Zohar, HaKadosh. But it's much more than that, and it's all of that. Are there any other questions?
Thank you.
Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week. And Kodesh Tov. Coming up.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.